Chapter 2, My Mom and My Childhood, from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes by Pam Park-Dajon. My mom, Veronica Wasoon Lim Park-McMurdy-Jones, has always been a naturally competitive person. When we were young, it was quite enjoyable because she would engage in games like marbles, cards, jacks, and more with us. Unlike some parents who would simply let us win, my mom challenged us to earn our victories on our own merits. I can vividly recall her even jumping on a pogo stick, displaying impressive coordination that amazed me. When I was younger, my mom had long black hair. She enjoyed having her hair brushed, and we would sit on her lower back for what felt like hours, brushing her her hair until my arm was exhausted. Sometimes she would even ask us to walk up and down her back, providing a soothing massage. One of my most cherished memories is when my mom dedicated hours next to the fireplace, hand-sewing decorations on Christmas stockings for our family and the Donald Park family, my dad's oldest brother. Our family was beautifully adorned during the holiday season, reflecting the festive spirit that remains with us today. In keeping with my mom's tradition, I continued the tradition of making Christmas stockings for my children. However, now that I'm retired, I'm not sure if I have the time to create stockings for everyone individually, although the thought is tempting. Mom was a remarkably skilled seamstress and sewed most of our clothes. I distinctly remember my favorite outfit, a polka-dotted shirt with delightful, colorful dots and large, spacious pockets at the front. Sadly, my cute shirt met an unfortunate fate when I accidentally left a crayon in one of the pockets, causing it to melt and leave a colored stain. It was truly disheartening to witness my beloved shirt being ruined by the mishap. Below is a picture of that shirt illustrated in the book. I have fond memories of my mom sewing a brown little suit for me, which I found absolutely adorable even at a young age. She also crafted a few dresses with netting that unfortunately turned out to be quite itchy. Wearing them was nearly unbearable, but I appreciated the effort she put into creating them. Mom continued to sew my dresses, shirts, and skirts until I reached junior high. During my younger years, when we were taking dance lessons, she would sew all of our outfits as well. I always marveled at how fast of a seamstress she was. The rapid oscillating motion of the sewing machine needle was distinctly audible on high speed. I was in a 4-H sewing class, and Mom also helped me with sewing projects. I was in the top 10% of the participants out of 500 in a sewing contest in 4-H by making a shirt and matching little jacket in blue fabric. The shirt and scarf were in a blue plaid material. I had to model the outfit at the contest. I was quite amazed that I won with the help of Mom. Mom possesses a remarkable creativity. Dad used to drive her to craft clinics in Sacramento, where she honed her skills in making velour flowers, tissue flowers, and various other beautiful and unique items. During our younger years, she dedicated a significant amount of time to crafting flowers for different individuals, showcasing her artistic talents. Dad, too, had his own creative side. He would often assist Mom with her projects. One memorable Christmas, she cut a wreath shaped out of plywood, and Mom meticulously stapled large maple leaves in an orderly fashion onto the plywood. We would gather these maple leaves from our piano teacher's yard. Afterwards, the leaves were sprayed gold or silver paint, and Mom adorned the wreath with little clusters of color ornaments. The end result was a truly breathtaking and stood out as something distinctively beautiful. One aspect of my upbringing that was challenging for me was Mom's frequent engagement in playing bridge. During my elementary school years, she would play bridge almost every day. When my siblings and I arrived home from school, the houses would be empty. Around 4 o'clock, we would start calling her bridge friends to find out which house they were playing at and inform her to come home. Dad typically arrived at 4:30 and preferred to have dinner ready since he had had a long day constructing bridges. It was nerve-wracking for me because if Mom wasn't home by the time Dad arrived, tension would arise. I struggled to understand why Mom couldn't have dinner prepared during the day, given that she seemed to have so much free time. We made our own breakfast because Mom liked to sleep in, and I usually ate leftovers from the previous night's dinner. Since elementary school was behind our home, we would come home for lunch. Even when I was in junior high, I would often bike home for lunch. Looking back, I realized that this was the beginning of Mom's passion for bridge, which has persisted to this day. Despite her bridge-playing commitments, Mom is a skilled cook. My daily task was to make rice. I remember some of the dishes she made, such as hot dogs and onions and tomato sauce, because it was quick to repair, her famous ham chili, which I still make today, and occasional kimbap. We also had a lot of fish in our meals. Mom excelled at making delicious custard pies for Thanksgiving, and if there was extra dough, she would create a small one just for me, a delightful treat. She also made a fantastic dessert called chess pies, which were essentially mini pecan pies with raisins. Other dishes she prepared included stuffed cabbage, cream tuna, spaghetti with homemade sauce, pastels, and more. Mom made a fiery Napa kimchi that perfectly suited my taste buds. We did, however, maintain the family tradition of having a Korean meal on New Year's Day, consisting of mandu, chun, eggplant, banchans, kimchi, and more. That also contributed to cooking for New Year's Day. This meal has been a cherished tradition of our family for over 90 years, and we continue to observe it every New Year's Day. During my junior high and high school years, Mom took up tennis. It was wonderful to see her playing, enjoying the outdoors, and embracing the competitive nature of the game. In fact, she quickly became one of the top tennis players in Davis. Although she still played bridge, it was not as frequent as before. She reserved her Monday evenings for bridge games and occasionally played a couple of other times during the week. I joined the high school tennis team, and Mom offered her assistance to the high school coach. She would have Sandy and me practice in the scorching heat of the day, with temperatures reaching 100 degrees, hitting balls and honing our serving skills. While I never possessed particularly strong hand-eye coordination, I managed to hold my own in tennis. I even secured the position of number two on the high school tennis team, although it is possible that either my opponents were not very skilled or I simply had a stroke of luck. During one season when both Sandy and I were on a team, she claimed the number one spot while I settled in for number two. I began to see less and less of Mom during high school years. I was heavily involved in the Mariner Girl Scouts while she dedicated more time to her pursuits in bridge and tennis. I do remember Mom assisting us in sewing our uniforms. Throughout my marriage, we saw less and less of Mom as she prioritized bridge tournaments over spending time with her grandkids and great-grandkids. Recognizing this, I made a conscious decision that when my own kids grew older, I would prioritize being an involved mom, actively participating in my kids' and grandkids' activities. Reflecting on my teenage years, I miss the sense of unity that comes with a close-knit family. One thing that cannot be denied about my mom is that she is persistent in pursuing her goals, even to now at 90 years old. Although she has dementia, her desire to become a national grandmaster in bridge, I would not dismiss her achieving this goal since she is so driven. And then there was a couple pictures included.